If we do not know the whole factual files, if we do not have the right and freedom to discuss these facts, and if we do not have the facts in front of us, I mean, when I say we, the historians and people who are able to debate about these happenings, which took place in 1915 or so, we cannot find the real truth.
Yes, but
the
real truth
about the Second World War was clear because we had enough evidence. That happened in front of our eyes. The generations who have lived through the 1940s are living, and there's enough evidence.
Well, actually,
when we
that
are talking
is a very
about,
good argument. Because,
excuse me, when we are talking about 1915...
No, but seriously, you say the generations that lived the Second World War have got enough evidence. They have enough evidence precisely because of bills like the bill that passed in Germany, which dealt very comprehensively with its own past. If you take just the neighbouring country of Austria, which is supposed to be a country of victims and who do not have the same bills as Germany until recently in the European Union, the denial of the Holocaust went on for years and years and years. And in Turkey until 2008, you could be thrown in jail for saying this. I know that things have changed thanks to the European Union. So actually, I would say that there is now more freedom of speech because of the proceedings to try and join the European Union and the fact that the European courts said to the to Turkey that applying Article 301 was unacceptable. But this wonderful historical debate, this dispassionate historical debate, was not even allowed to happen in Turkey until 4 years ago.
Look, madam, I'm tired of repeating myself, but
I think Anne Elizabeth's raising an interesting point here. She's raising the point that this could help Turkey come to terms with its own past by rekindling a more mature discussion within Turkey about that past.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't help. Look, what happens now is you put Turkey in a more defensive position. Now, I will ask you a very clear question. Now, what we have been discussing for the past 10 or 15 minutes, what I have been saying, all the sentences that I have used, would you like me to put in jail, in a Paris jail, or in a Strasbourg jail, or in a Marseille jail, just because I have been defending what I have said just now?
I don't think you said anything actionable, actually. What is actionable is denying that
massacre
took place.
Because I have been putting some suspicions about the accusation of genocide. So this would clearly, enable a prosecutor in Paris to put me in jail or fine 45,000 euros.
No, absolutely.
Would you like to see me in jail because I have been defending all these?
No, this discussion is perfectly
legal. This is what
legal.
I'm calling against European ideals.
You are willfully making a point that is not the right point. We're perfectly allowed to discuss it. It's denial. It's outright denial.
I may be
entirely different.
I may be making a wrong point in your opinion, but why wouldn't you give me the right to defend my case?
You have it. You absolutely have it.
Yes, but the French government will deny me the right to say exactly the same sentences in Paris.
The new bill does not say this. The new bill actually allows you to have a historical discussion. You are completely... It's a travesty what the bill is all about. Of course you can discuss historical points, especially the way you've been discussing it until now. This is not illegal at all.
What is illegal then?
What is illegal is teaching and professing that the actual massacres and the historical event did not happen. And actually, what's interesting is that it's a bill on genocides in general.
It
doesn't say Turkey in the bill, either the bill that went through the House or the bill that went through the Senate. Again, this is the exact translation of European law. It is against the denial of all genocides.